I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
The Violet Hour presents.
Breaking news tonight as police confirm a double homicide in a domestic residence in the West Adams neighborhood. The home, known for an unusually high rate of violent crime, has been the subject of recent ongoing coverage. Sources indicate...
Fire on Harvard Boulevard as three bodies are discovered in the notorious House of Death. The latest travesty in a history of unspeakable terror.
Reports of strange lights, disembodied voices...
And some even say... haunted.
Well, Carol, I wouldn't want to go trick-or-treating at that house, I can tell you that.
Pandemonium tonight as residents flee home in terror.
The house was shaking, and I heard this horrible laughing. Please, you gotta believe me, I saw its eyes.
Nosy neighbors, rising mortgages, and ghosts? Just what has residents of this quiet suburban street afraid to turn out their lights?
There's absolutely no proof. That house is just like any other.
But some residents aren't taking chances.
Well, I don't go by there. Especially after dark.
Has remained empty on Harvard Boulevard for a number of years. Which begs the question... what, if anything, is haunting this house?
This is Wendy Morrow. I have just spoken to Michelle Richardson, the current owner of the house. She has agreed to allow me access for an overnight investigation. After months of trying, I am finally going. Tomorrow is the day. I am going to the house.
From the case files of Wendy Morrow, this is In Another Room. Episode 1, The House.
Hi. Hello? Sorry, I didn't want to sneak up on you. Are you Michelle?
Yeah, hi.
Wendy Morrow, it's a pleasure to meet you.
What's that?
What? Oh, right. Do you mind if I record this?
Do what you want.
Well, thank you for agreeing to meet me. I can't tell you how important this house is to my work.
Can we just get this over with?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Follow me. I hate this fucking house.
I can't see why. Personally, I am thrilled to get the chance to spend some time here.
Yeah, well, you haven't been inside yet.
Right. When was the last time you were inside the house?
Look, you seem like a nice enough lady, and I'm happy to follow through with what I agreed to let you in the house, but I'm not here for an interview.
Right. Of course. I apologize. I'm just... Well, it's exciting finally being here. I've read so much testimony, but it's all been secondhand. So to be here with you, with someone who actually lived within these walls, well, it's... Sorry. I've been waiting a long time is all.
No, I get it. Not the first time I've heard this story, believe me. You're more than welcome to do your ghost hunting in there if you want, but that's on you.
But the implications involved. I mean, if my theories are correct, I think this house has the potential to help us understand.
Right. But for those of us in the real world, none of that matters. This house ruined my life. It ruined the lives of countless others, and if you're not careful, let's go. I gotta get back to work.
This is Wendy Morrow. At approximately 10:06 a.m.
Jesus.
Sorry, if you could just... This is for my records. At approximately 10:06 a.m. on Saturday, July 25th, Michelle Richardson, current owner of the house in question on Harvard Boulevard, unlocked the front door and allowed me to enter. We are currently standing in the foyer. A number of closed doors on all sides. A staircase leading to the upper floor. I am here. I am inside the house now.
Michelle? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. I'm fine. I just felt a little dizzy for a second.
Are you... Should I call someone? Do you need to...
No. I'm fine, really. It's just been a while since I've been in here. Don't stare at me like that, okay? Can you just...
Right, sorry. I'll speed this along.
All seems to be in agreed-upon condition. Some furniture remains, mostly large pieces under sheets. A sofa and some shelves in this room, the living room. What appears to be a large trunk in the room beyond, the formal dining room.
How do you know?
I've studied the blueprints extensively. 5 bedrooms total. 1 down here and 4 on the floor above. A den and a kitchen complete this floor with a small library and study upstairs.
Jesus.
A small door on the upper landing should lead up to a ballroom on the 3rd floor as well as access to the attics above. The basement...
You can't go down there.
What's that?
The basement. It's locked. Always has been as far as I know. Nobody's been down there for years.
A narrow door just under the main staircase. Locked, just as I expected. I'll have to find the key. All rooms accounted for. It is within these rooms that the solution lies. My research on this house is organized by room. It is a unique trait to this home that all reported paranormal activity seems clearly separated from space to space. A woman with bloody hands seen only in the dining room. Phantom rapping heard only in the ballroom. The hauntings here are compartmentalized. Each room a different story. Each door opening to a...
Michelle, are you...
I'm fine, I...
Sit. Sit down. Here. What's happening? What can I do?
You have any water?
Here.
Thanks.
Do you need me to call an ambulance? I could take you to the hospital.
I don't need an ambulance. I need to get out of this house.
What happened to you here?
My mom, she used to come home late at night, drunk. I'd hear her stumbling around on these stairs, and she'd call my name. Michelle, over. And I have to come down and help her up, you know, help her into bed. So this one night, I was in my room. She was in hers, drunk. And she started calling my name like that. Like, oh, Michelle. And this night, for some reason, I was just so fed up with everything. So I sat there on my bed and ignored her. Later that night, I snuck into her room to grab the car keys, and the floor was wet. I slipped a little. And normally, I would have stopped and cleaned up whatever drink she spilled, but I was so mad, I just left. Went out, got high with some friends. When I got home, I opened the front door, and the first thing I saw were these red footprints coming down the stairs. I thought it was another one of the house's little tricks, but then I saw they were my footprints. She hadn't spilled anything. She cut her wrists. She wasn't calling my name for cigarettes. She was calling for help. The footsteps are gone now. Obviously, it's been years, but there's another kind of stain in places like this. It seeps into the walls. It's like every person who steps into this house adds a layer of their own paint. Layer after layer after layer, and the walls are thick here. I know you're curious. You've heard the stories. You like the idea of experiencing something you can't explain. A little peek behind the curtain. Well, whatever it is you're looking for, I hope you don't find it tonight. The thing in this house, you'll find it eventually. We all will. Every one of us in the end. So yeah, I hope tonight I hope tonight the house is quiet.
What was that?
It's time for me to go.
Wait. Surely you just heard...
I didn't hear anything. I shouldn't have come in. I wasn't going to...
Michelle, just think. If your mother is trying to...
My mother is dead. This house killed her, and it will kill me if I go any further. And it will kill you, too, if you give it the chance.
But
nothing. This is as far as I go. You paid me to bring you the keys and let you in. And that's where our contract ends. From here on out, you're alone. Sorry, I can't answer all your questions, but feel free to ask away in all those damned rooms. I'm sure something will hear you.
This is Wendy Morrow. Michelle has left. I'm alone. My investigation of the house on Harvard Boulevard begins now. Built in 1873, there have been no fewer than 86 confirmed deaths within the house in which I am now standing, along with 20-some-odd disappearances, 5 or so stillbirths, 9 fires, 3 lightning strikes, and rather colorfully, a UFO sighting in the early 60s. Of course, many of these cases could be written off as happenstance. People die all the time. Surely every house has a death or two. But the overwhelming history of violence and tragedy associated with this house points to something much more sinister. It is my belief that this house is evil. There's a theory that a place can sour, spoil, a place which witnesses rage, horror, and violence upon its inception. Perhaps such a place could harbor the negative energy and spew it out into the world, into the rooms. Not a place of ghosts in the common sense of the word, but a psychic vortex, so to speak. Of course, these are all loose theories, mere suggestions until proven quantifiably, which is what I hope to do in my time here. Something is wrong within these walls. It is my intention tonight to determine what that something is. A most unusual case attributed to this space. Olivia Rhodes, case number 58. She lived here for a short time as a young child before moving out of state, but they found her body many years later here in the attic. Cardiac arrest, age 25. It's apparent that the house has adverse effects on all who spend time here. I must focus on keeping my wits as night approaches. Downstairs bathroom. Case number 4, Holly Register, died of starvation. She had just made dinner. Several plates of untouched food were set at the table. The only thing found in her stomach, tightly balled and partially digested, was a photograph of this, her childhood home.
basement.
Diary entries from as far back as the turn of the century mention this door being locked. The only confirmed death in the basement belongs to one Frank Smith, the original owner who had this house built. He hanged himself down here just after construction reached completion. No clues to a reason, no letter left behind. But early rumors suggest he murdered someone and buried their body in the basement while the house was being built. Perhaps this was the catalyst. The violent act which set this house's dark energy into motion. I must pursue this further. And I must find that key. Downstairs bedroom. There was a fire in this room recently. It killed two kids who'd broken in on a dare. Cases number 83 and number 84. A freak accident, that's what the official deemed it. Though it seems odd to me that nothing else in the house took flame. Just this room. I plan to...
Hello?
You didn't call.
Liliana.
You said you'd call when you got to the house.
I was just going to in a second, honey. I've only been here a few minutes.
It's almost 7.
What?
It's almost 7 p.m. Didn't you say you were meeting, what's her name, at like 10 a.m.?
Well, yes.
Then it's been 9 hours, Mom. You've been in that house for 9 hours.
I must have lost track of time. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Of course I am, honey. What could be...
You sound funny.
Well, I don't know. It's probably just the signal here.
Look, do you need me to come get you?
No, Liliana, I'm fine.
Because I can be there in 15 minutes if you just...
I said no! Do not come here.
I'm worried about you, Mom.
There's nothing to be worried about, I promise.
You're just acting so weird.
Weird? Weird how?
I haven't seen you in, what is it, 3 years now.
What are you talking about?
Since you first started getting into all of this ghost shit, right after Dad died.
That's not...
You left, Mom, remember? The day after the fucking funeral, you hit the road to... What are you doing? Scoping out cemeteries?
It was research.
Bullshit. You were running away.
Liliana, now is not the time.
And now you're back in town for the first time in years, and you don't even stop by to say hello. Just a phone call? Hey, Liliana, I'm back. Sleeping in a haunted house tonight. Call cops if I don't return. Fuck you.
Liliana, please.
You haven't even met Jay yet.
Oh, honey, come on. It's so new. It's...
We've been dating for over 2 years, Mom.
Liliana, I'm sorry. As soon as my research is done here, I'll...
Save it, Mom. You'll have fun with your ghosts. Fun. If you need help, call me. Otherwise, I don't want to hear from you.
Liliana.
Too much.
Liliana?
Worried about...
In there. Liliana, can you... Shit. Hello?
So tall, black eyes. I can see him.
Hello?
In there with you. Worried. Right there. Behind you!
Shit. Hello? Hello, Liliana, can you hear me? Hello? Is someone there? Hello?
No, Theo, just you, me, and Claire. And remember to dress appropriately. It's Christmas.
Who is this? Can you...
Where are you?
Please, who is this? If you can hear me, just... My name is Wendy Morrow. I can hear you. Let me know if... Hello? Hello? Liliana, I lost you, the connection. God, Jesus, it's hot in here all of a sudden. Sorry, I just, look, we got disconnected, but I just wanted to let you know that everything is okay. I may have just experienced something on the phone. I'll have to check back on the tape, but otherwise the house has been quiet. I'm sorry I didn't come to you first. We'll talk tomorrow, but... Don't worry about me, okay? It's just a house.
A pretty tame one from what I've seen so far, and it's only one night. I'll see you soon.
The sun is almost down. I believe I'm going to lie down for a few minutes, see if I can rest before night. My head is foggy. Time seems slowed, unreal in some way. There's something about the air in this place. This is Wendy Morrow, signing off.
I like a story that will take me to extremes, and nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is Wendy Morrow. Shit. The time is 3:04 a.m. I have just walked in the northeast bedroom on the upper floor. I think there's someone in the house with me.
There. The sound appears to be coming from downstairs. Footsteps. Oh, God. I'm going to step into the upper hall for a moment. Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? No response. I can only assume that the sounds coming from downstairs are not linked to actual physical persons, but rather that I am witnessing the beginning of a paranormal event. There must be a corresponding case file to explain what I'm hearing. Northeast bedroom. Northeast bedroom. Let me see. Anything. A purely auditory phenomenon, it seems. A man under the bed. I think I remember this case. It's just as I expected. This is incredible. Oh my God, I'm witnessing it right now. 1933, the mob-ordered murder of one Jim Dudley, 46 years old, in the northeast bedroom of this house, shot to death, where he was hiding underneath the bed. This bed. Unbelievable. It's like witnessing the event in real time, beat by beat, like I was actually there when it happened. What does the file say? Neighbors alerted police of a commotion in the house next door at around 3:04 a.m. Amazing. The exact time to the minute. Let's see. Police have reported that Mr. Dudley was still under the bed when shot. His corresponding bullet holes were found in the mattress directly above the body. No suspects have been announced, and the investigation is ongoing. I'm surprised at how scared I am. This is everything I'd hoped to experience. A true and monumental breakthrough for the field of paranormal studies. And yet here I am, frightened in the dark like a child. It's comforting to know that there is no danger present. This event, no matter how vivid and frightening, is simply playback of a memory. These are not ghosts, just echoes of the past, like an old movie, stuttering to life in an empty theater. Unconscious, unknowing, unable to...
Please.
Oh, no! Let go of me! Let go! Manifestation. Aware. It's impossible. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced. Unlike anything I expected to witness in the house. I think that...
There you are.
What?
I told you she would be here, didn't I? Come in. We've been expecting you.
Who are you? What do you want?
Gregory, you remember Wendy, don't you?
Ah, yes, of course. It's lovely to see you again.
Another manifestation. The house is suddenly awake. It's coming alive. It's all too much at once. I need to get outside to collect myself, to make sure it's safe.
I'm looking for a ribbon. A red ribbon. I don't know where I put the damn thing.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
It was tied to something once, always maybe. And the kitchen is as clean as it can be, spotless, but I can't find that ribbon, and I think maybe it's inside of me, and I have to get it out.
No!
I've been listening to the radio. I listen to it every night. I sit by the speaker and I turn the volume up and up. The numbers come through clearly. 15728. 15728. But there's something else, isn't there? There's another force behind the static and I can't figure out what he's trying to say. I can't figure out what's happening to me.
Stop.
It was just a game.
No.
It was never supposed to be this way. It was just a game. Just a silly board with a chipped planchette.
She showed me what would happen. She showed me how I'd tie the belt, how I'd tie it around my neck and step off the chair. And I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't stop what is coming.
Save me.
Please.
What are you doing?
Gregory, who are these people?
What are you doing in the house?
No.
Idea what day it is. No concept of time. How long I've been in this house. Too long. I've been here too long. The front door won't open. The windows won't open. No way out. And beyond, the glass is only black. There's a piano somewhere in this house. A distinct melody, so familiar. Where have I heard it before, and who is playing? I'm set up in the central room at the bottom of the stairs. Around me, every door is firmly shut. No way in or out without my knowledge. It calms me to keep watch over these doors, to know that they are not opening while I'm in another room. They do have a tendency to do that, you know. They open when you aren't looking. And what they'll show you. Come on.
Hello?
Liliana. Oh, God. Liliana, you answered. You're there.
Mom?
Yes. I'm at the house on Harvard Boulevard. I'm inside and I'm stuck, Liliana. I can't get out. I need you to send for help. Don't come yourself. You mustn't come near this place. Please, send for help. Tell them I'm here.
Who is this?
Liliana? It's me. It's...
Mom, is that you? If it's you, please say something.
Yes, Liliana, it's me. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Liliana, what are you doing? It's another call from my mom's number.
Jesus.
Look, I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong, Jade.
I'm not wrong. Hang up the phone.
No.
There's no one there,
no,
Liliana.
No, Liliana, I'm here. Please,
then why do I keep getting these calls?
It's a glitch with the phone. I told you, it's...
Bullshit, you have no idea what you're talking about. They have her phone down at the station. I saw it, Jade. It was snapped in two.
Station? Liliana, what's...
This call is coming from inside that house.
I can't believe this.
No one's asking you to. Mom.
Yes.
Mom, I'm here.
Liliana.
I'm listening,
I'm
Mom.
Here too. Can you hear
if
me?
If you can hear me, please say something.
I can hear you, yes.
Liliana.
Please.
Shut up, Jade. Mom, are you there?
I'm here. Yes. I'm in the house.
She's dead, Liliana.
No.
She's dead. For over a month now, for God's sake.
No. No. Liliana, I'm...
I know.
Hang up the phone. Please. You're scaring me.
No.
Mom, if you can hear this, keep calling.
No. No, it can't be real. It's... for the house. Another one of its tricks, like Michelle said. It isn't real. It can't be. My files, of course. Yes, my files. I have every occurrence right here, every death accounted for, chronological, all here, of course, my files, yes. Frank Smith, no. Anna Gregory Lodge, no. No, it's Margaret Day, 2004, Jim Dudley, 1933, they're all here, this is everyone, yes. Claire, of course, and Judith and Theo, Walter Vance in the 40s, Kathy Barnett, Nicholas Johnson, Natalie Pellegrini, and... Wendy Morrow. It can't be. Wendy Morrow, the most recent documented death.
They found her in the central room. This room. Her brains had been blown out and there was blood everywhere. The police never found a gun. Just a handwritten note included here. Liliana, I'm sorry. I have tried to leave, but I am unable to. Do not come looking here for answers. There are none. Liliana. No, 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 Liliana. No, 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 no.
I should have never come to this house.
From Violet Hour Media and E3W Productions, In Another Room. Created and written by Aaron Keeling, Austin Keeling, and Natalie Jones. Directed by Aaron and Austin Keeling. Sound designed and mixed by CJ Drummiller. Music by Nathan Matthew David and Jeremy Lamb. Produced by E3W Productions and executive produced by Cassie Josephove. Starring Carrie Weider as Wendy Morrow. Tara Strong Lyons as Michelle. Nerea Duhart as Liliana. Sierra Allison as Jade. And James Cowan as Jim Dudley. With additional performances by Kathy Barnett, Kaylee Cook, Ian Dick, Dan Dorf, Emily Goss, Jim Karinke, Adrian Levette, Katie Peabody, Daniel Van Thomas, and Christine Weatherup.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.